We are on Daf, Kuf Lamed Dalet Amed Beis. Ezeu, by the Mishnah, in the middle of the Amed. Ezeu Hazroya, what is given to the Kohen by the Zroya Mina Perik Shal Kuve Ad Kaf Shal Yad, from the Perik of the Kuven, the article, there's a picture. We can see these are two Atzomis. The Zroya Mina Perik Shal Arkuva, that means from the Perik, which is over the Arkuva HaTachtoine, Ad Kaf Shal Yad. So this is the Zroya. So you have there, these are these two Atzomis and the Bosar around it. Vuhu Shal Nozir, the same thing, the Zroya B'Sheile, that we make, what's given to the Kohen by the El Nozer, that's also the Zroya. These two Atzomis. Uchenegdoi beregel shoik. Now the Chazei v'shoik, which is given to the Kohen, from by the Shlomim, so the shoik is in the hind leg, so also we have two Atzomis. In Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shoik min haperik shel akuva ad soivach shel regel. It's only the article has a picture on this also. This is only one etzem. This is one etzem. Let us just see Rashi. Min haperik shel akuva. Akuva hanimtkeres im horoish. This is the from the akuva atachoyne that's nimker im horoish. Ad kaf shel yad till the shoulder blade. Etzem rochav shel kosev shel koirim ashpaldun. So that means there are two atzomes which are nichlal in the zroya. Now this is the zroya that is given in behemes chulin to the koyim. Who shall nozer v'chein zroya b'sheil omer b'nozer also kach niteles echenegdoi b'regel shoik ha'omer b'shlomim by shlomim you give a chazei v'shoik nami havi shtei atzomets, it's also shtei atzomets min ha'perek shel arkuve, that's also from the arkuva, when the arkuva tachtoina ends at Bukid Atma, till the Bukid Atma, till the socket where the Yerech fits in, the Hainu Kola Yerech, this is the Shoik and the Yerech, these are two Atzomis, and this is the Shoik that is given to the Kohen. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Shoik is at Soivach Shel Regel, Hainu Perek Shebein HaKuyes Ve'etzem Emtsoi. The Kuyes is the Etzem Hol Yoino, that's the Yerech. And so till the Perek Shebein HaKuyes Ve'etzem Emtsoi, we have three Atzomis in the Shoik. So the Perek between the Kuyes, that means that's the top Etzem, which is the Yerech, Ve'etzem Emtsoi. So that's this area, that's me, Be'etzem, it's only the area of the Etzem Emtsoi. This is the Shoik according to Rabbi Yehuda. Eizeu Lechi. Now, which is the Lechi? We have also a good picture in the art scroll. Eizeu Lechi min haperik shel Lechi ad Piko shel gargeres. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, haperek shel lechi eitzel hatzedoim. That means the jaws start from the temples, and that's the lechi ho elyoim, eitzel hatzedoim. So he starts from the top of the top jaw, V'choytech klape mato, and he cuts from the top jaw, he cuts down, at pico shel gargeres, till the pico of the gargeres, at shipui koiva shohu pakise, till the Pika Shel Gageres, there's a picture there also of the Pika Shel Gageres, that means that there's a mean kaiva over the tapas hagodu. There's a kaiva. And the kaiva goes on a slant, and it juts out, that's from some of the Adam's apple, that it juts out, is at pika shel gageres. So you cut down till the pika of the gageres, this is where it juts out, and that's the end. So when you're cutting lechayayim, you cut down till there on the slant, and that is before the makim shchita starts. Hachipa kaivishu pikiyasa upischa shel kone beis abliye. This lashon is not too clear. The Rishash tells us the beis abliye lecheres from the veishit. So maybe Rashi is just telling us that when you're cutting this area, you're cutting in the gargeres, it's the pika of the gargeres, and in the deveshet, it's pischo shalkona beis abliya, that's the opening of the beis abliya. Dahainu lechayayim atachtoinim im halosh. So this includes the bottom jaws im halosh. Tano rabot. Zogt the Gemara, Tana Rabbonon, Hazroya Zezroya Yemin. That means they give the Zroya. So it's the right Zroya, the right forefoot of the behemoth. Ata Imer Zezroya Yemin. You're saying it's the Zroya Yemin? Oy Einoy Ella Zroya Smoil. Maybe it's the Zroya Smoil. Talmud Loima Hazroya. There's an extra hey. My Talmudic Kidama Rova Ha Yerech Amiyumenish Abiyerech Vices, it's the Choshe Biyerech, so it's the right one that's speaking about Gidanoshe. Ochinami Hazroya Amiyumen Shebizroya. So Al Kaponim, the Baraisa was Megala to us, that the hey is coming to tell us something, because she said, she gives him Zroya. What's Hazroya? So Hazroya is coming to tell us that you give the right Zroya. So now if the hay is giving us a message, so now, so what's Alechoyayim? The Hakeva. Now we have a problem there. We don't have the Steret, so we have a problem. What is the hay of the Lechoyayim being Marbe? What is the hay of Hakeva being Marbe? Balachayayin lemay ose. What is halachayayin coming to tell us? Lahavi tzemer sheberoshei kvosim, the tzemer by the roish of the keves, v'seyer shebezokin tiyoshim, and the beard of the tayish. So that's marbe, that also is knitting to the koyin. The Yaivet says he doesn't know where there's tzemer by the Roshei Kvosim. There's no tzemer by the Zokin Shebet HaYoshim Emela, but by the face of the Keves, there's no tzemer. So he doesn't exactly know what that means. Al Koponim, that's what the Hay is coming to tell us, that this also goes along with the Matonim. Vahakeva lemayoso. And what does the hay of a vahakeva lemayoso? Lahavi chaylev shal gabi akeva. Vahalev shebesoich akeva. So now it's coming to tell us two things. According to Rashi is telling us it's coming to be marbe. The chaylev shal gabi hakeva. Now there's different chalovim that surround the keva. There's a chaylev over the keva, there's a chaylev underneath the keva. The chaylev underneath the keva is muta, the chaylev over the keva is osa. Now, others learn pshat, and this is not Rashi's pshat, that chaylev shal gabi keilbo, v'chaylev shebesoicha keilbo, both of them are going on chaylev. One is an osadike chaylev, and one is a mutadike chaylev. And you give both to the koyim. Give both to the koyim. There's a problem. There's a problem with this. Let's just appreciate the problem. The Gemara says later that that if the behemoths are treife, there's no din of zroya l'chayayim v'keibah. If you shechted the behemoth that's treife, there's no din zroya l'chayayim v'keibah. V'nosan l'koyim v'lei l'kalboy. You have to be something that has to be given to the koyim, not for the kelim. So there's a big problem. If the chaylev shal gabi akeve, that is also, so, bishtumtis with v'nosan loy, what is he going to do with that chaylev? Good, he can use it for shoe polish, whatever it is. But al kaponim, it's, we have this miyit that should be on the scene loy v'loy lekalboy. So al kaponim, if, so al kolchoch, there's a psaribuy over here, there's, That's a din. If the whole behemah is a treife, so all the matonis will not be given to him. What will happen? You have a behemah treife. He shafts that the behemah is a treife, so he'll give him all the matonis. So benosan lakayim below the cowboy. So the whole, all the matonis only for the cowboy. Here I have a beferish ribui. I have a hay. The hay is telling us, in the matonis, you get a chelik of the matonis, hakeva, that is takeva, that he can't eat takeva, but that'll have anor from farting. That's if you are goyres, that if we're goyres, that it's going on, both are chelik. No matter what the nekudas are in the Mishnah. So other Rishayim and the Shulchan Aruch also says like this, Lovi Chelev Shal Gabi Chelev, a Chelev Shebeseicha Keva means underneath the Keva, not in the Keva. There's no Chelev in the Keva. And others, in Rashi's Girsa is that we're talking about Dvorim Hamutorim, Lovi Chelev Shal Gabi Akeva means it's on the bottom Chelev of the Keva, but it's not, La Gabi Akeva means it's not inside the Keva, it's on the bottom chelik of the keva, which is a chelik of muteres. V'chalev, v'cholov, shebeseich ha-keva. The cholov also goes, the cholov, Rashi says, cholov korush, that it was, the cholov means that if he had an eagle that was yoinik from the mother, and this cholov in the keva, so when you give the keva to the kayin, the cholov in the keva also goes to the kayin. The cholov in the keva also goes to the kayin. Which there's a use from this, val kaponim, which is bachlal amoyre de kechidish, because bishloim the chelov on the keva, so that's a tuffle to the keva. I mean, it's part of the physical character of the keva, has chelov around it. The cholov in the cave this was an eagle that was yainik cholov, and this cholov still there in the cave. So that we should be marba from ha cave. There were marba filu adova nifrod. That's not part of the animal that also goes to the kohen. That's mechudishtik. But al kaponim, that's what it says in the Mishnah. And how do we know that we're malbetaked is? The Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Kahanim nohagu boy ayin yofe. The Kahanim were bright. V'nosnuo lebailen. That means even though Meikah then the Chelo shal gabi keve, the Cholov shebeseicha keve belongs to the Kahanim. The Kahanim, it seems the union of Kahanim that were Makabal on themselves, will give this to back to the Bailim, and Fakert, that V'nosnu L'Bailim. So Bechlal, it seems, V'nosnu L'Bailim does not mean that they took and they gave it back. It seems that when it was given, it was only given to them without the cholov shebaseicha kema, without the chalev shetachas shalgabi akeva. That means lechatchila the kahanim the noga and yofi. You just give us the keva. You don't have to give us the surrounding halakim, which rightfully belongs to us. So the Gemara is bringing a raya that that's what the hay is marbe. Because Rabbi Yeshua said, Kahanim nogu v'ayin yofe v'nosnu lebailim. It's even the member Rabbi Yeshua that he's saying facts of life that the Kahanim in reality should have taken the chalev and the cholov, but nogu v'ayin yofe v'nosnu lebailim. They said the bailim could keep it. They never took it even. I mean, the bailim took this for themselves, and the Chazanish is a problem with this, that, there's a mitzvah's nesinah. The mitzvah's nesinah. It does not mean that they took and they gave it back. It means lechatchila. They were mevater, but how could you be frum? There's a mitzvah from the Torah. The hay is marbe, the chalev, the cholov, and the mevater, the mitzvah's nesinah. So I saw others want to say that the mitzvah's nesinah is not on what the hay is marbe. The mitzvah's nesinah is on the zroya and the lechayim and the keva. That's what the mitzvah's nesinah. The hay is marbe. This is also a moment coin, but there's no mitzvah's nesina on this. So memele, so it's gewaldic, so the kahanim were mevater on the chaylev and the cholov, and they said, keep it. Let us see what Rashi says. Hazroya v'nosan l'koin hazroya. K'namara v'per gidano shali b'drab yudodam ayin enegel ba'achas. Padas machash, I mean, this is the gida anosha of the yarech yamin. Hey, the halachayayim lamayoso. Chaylev shal gabi akeve, b'cholov shabesech akeve, cholov akolush. Kahanim nogu bay an yofe, shloy litloy min habayim. They didn't take it, period. Not the amadimidaraishi shal kahanim, the nafkle mehei yisere, v'hakeva v'darshnet and v'yaseir. So that's one mahalach. From there we learn out that it's the zroya yamin. It says hazroya. It says hazroya. One mahalach. A second mahalach. Der shechamurei so yoimrim. Those who, Rashi says, pshat chamurei means the Mikrois Astumim. They were Mikrois Stumim. That means from the Posik alone, you couldn't figure out Pshat and Posik. But they figured it out. Hayoimrim Hazroya Keneged Hayat. The Zroya that the Kahanim was Zeichetu is Keneged Hayat. V'chein Hoimer V'yikach Roimach B'yodai. He says, the Yad of Pinchas, that's Vayikach Roimach B'yodai, so in the schus of that, there was Zeicha to the Zroya. Ulechayayim, Keneged Tfile, the Tfile of Pinchas, V'cheinu Eimer, V'yamoy Pinchas, V'yifalo, it was Mespalo. So that's Vezeicha to Lechayayim with the Loshen. I said the Tfile is not only with the Loshen, the Tfile is with the Lechayayim also, so my Mele. Keva Kemashmo, there's a very pertinent kasha that the Ben Yehuda asks. The mitzvah of Zroya Lechayim and Keve is in Parshas Korach, the Choftal Matonis. The Maisa of Pinchas happened a little later, so we have to understand how we're Miyachis Epesazoy. Very pertinent kasha. How a miyaches the zroya chayim and keva to the maisa of Pinchas. So the Ben Yehuda says as follows: Sh שהם זכו בתורס צדוקה. They were zaychetake without a reason. I mean, not they deserved it. V'hu zoche behem al yedei maisov. L'kach av al gav d'chsiv v'nosan v'lo yitel me'atzmoy v'pinchas b'din she'yitel me'atzmoy. Pinchas is zaychetake b'din. That's what he says. Dein Elio says a different pshat, and perhaps with this it's also not shver de kashe. He says the maisa of Pinchas, there was a maisa what he did. Vayika choymach biyodoi, vayame Pinchas vayefalo, and it was, he did a maisa v'yishal kabos, accomplished a measure de kezach. There was a mageife in Klal Yisrael, and then it was oitzer the mageife. And there was a kapora and there's no, it did a murdike zach. So they said what the maisa of Pinchas accomplished, the matona zroya lachayan will also accomplish. That's pshat. They said, deyshech mushaimim hazroya kineged hayad. That means that what we see, that what Pinchas accomplished with his yad, so if one gives matnas kohune to a koyin, someone thinks, stavon zay gives matnas kohune to a koyin, got a zach, a fine zach, losses menos, like a hanum, and yechse, kebeteros Hashem, zmarsik that. No. It accomplishes what Pinchas accomplished. If chas v'shom there'll be a mageifa by Klal Yisrael, the matnas kohune is bekoyach to accomplish. Giving all three matnas kuna is bekoyach to accomplish what Pinchas accomplished with his maise. So it could be that was nischadish later. I mean, the matana was before, but this maise that he did with his yad was injected into the matnas kuna of his royal chayayim v'keve. That is bekoyach to accomplish what he did with his maise. Zot Rashi, der shechamurais mikrois astumim. That means this unclear psukim, so you have to figure out, zroya, which zroya? Hayu aimrim minolon deshel yemin mehoche. Yad shenoisnim lekoyin keneged yodei shopinches. Sh'al kach nitna loi bris kunas oilam. Because of this yad, it was nitna loy, brisku nas oylam, v'zeschoroy, v'eze yad shoyisem ucham avoyv oymer shal yemin. Could be also that, like Dain Elio also, that, could be not has these koiches that accomplish what Maisa Pinchas accomplished. Sagt der Gemara weiter, Betane Maisi lo Mahoche. There's another Tane that brings another Mekoyer that is Zroya Yemin. How do you know that it's Zroya Yemin? So Betane Maisi lo Mahoche, it says Shoik HaYomin. By the Shoik, that Rzeve Shoik, there it says, clearly, that he gives the right shoik. Ainli yalo shoik hayomin. Zroya mukdoshim minayim. So our girsa is the zroya mukdoshim, which means the zroya b'sheila. Tamad loy metrume. Zroya chulen minayim. Tamad loy metitnu. There's a problem on the side. The pasuk says titnu. Shoik hayomin titnu truma. So the Gemara darshens a psvaker truma. First of all, darshens truma. That's zroya mekdoshim, and then zroya chulin. Darshen titnu. My chavrusa wanted to say it could be because the zroya mekdoshim you make tenufa with it. So that's why truma is מרבה דזרויה מקדושים, דזרויה בשאלה. זאת רשי, זרויה מקדושים של אל נוזר, תמלמתיתנו תרומה לכהן, זרויה חולן, מתנס כהונה. זאת הגמור הביתה, איזהו לחי מן הפרק של לחי, ועד פיקו של גרגרס. So you cut down, when you're cutting out the jaws, the lechayayim, you cut till the pika shel gargeres. Now the pika shel gargeres is not a mokim shchite. The furthest mokim, closest to the rosh that is a mokim shchite, is the tabas agdoila. Then it comes the kaiva, then there's the shipri kaiva, in the middle of the shipri, the shipri kaiva starts from the pika shel gargeres. So the Gemara asks, Vosanya noitlo ubeish shchita ima, that the kohen takes it together with the beish shchita. So that means that you cut further down, away from the rosh, you cut till the beish shchita. Here we said you cut till the pika, which is not, that's in the kaiva, that is not in the beish shchita. It's lamaila mi beish shchita. The article has a picture with the pika and the shipri kaiva and the tabois. So al kaponim, that is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks that if it's still the pika, you cut it, so it's not in the mokim ashrite. So the Gemara says loikasha or abonon barab chenine ben antignus. The Sanya Mugremes Psula Eid Rabchanine ben Antignus Amugremes Shuhuksheira. That means we had before, if one goes out of the Mokim Ashchite, so it's possible. So Rabchanine ben Antignus says the Mokim Ashchite is Lamaila from the Tabas Agdoila till the Pika. So Memele, so it's not Shver. That means in halacha, the mokim where the you cut out lechayayim, everyone agrees is till the pika. No, the Braise calls it obey shchita imo because the Braise is going according to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, who holds that the mokim a pika is a mokim beis hashchita. So it's not a machloikis, it's everyone knows it's the pika, the terminology according to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, that's also called the beis hashchita. Iboyisema hova ho rabbonon, it's going according to the rabbonon, my imo, imo the behemah. That means that you cut till the pika, and the beis hashchita remains by the behemah. The beis hashchita does not go to the koyim. What does Rashi say? Ubei shchita ima haynu toifes bo'ime katzavo ba'alachsein yoysem in apike. That means if you say that the area of the beis shchita goes together with the lochayayim, so you make an alachsein, you make an angle going slanty after the pike. Yaisam in a peak, it's going into the base of Shchita. That's not like our Mishnah. So the Mosh says, Loi lama, the peak of Lekash, Baraisa, the Korle Beis Shchita, Abchanini, the Marsha Shchita, Lamaila mi Beis Habliya. It seems that's the Mokim Apika, Masnisen, Lekori Beis Shchita, Rabbonai. Yiboisema, Baraisna, Mirabonin, Bahai Imo, Dektoni, Lav im halechi al ima behime, ho yenisha beis hashchite, v'alechi nitol im hapika. The beis hashchite remains by the bailam. Toisves, piko shel gageres hitabas agdoilo shasuya agulo kepiko. Now, Toisves is chaylek an Rashi. Taisvis says the pika means the tabas agdoilo, which is before the kaiva. Rashi says it's higher, it's in the Kaiv already. So according to Taisus Lechaire, according to Taisus, it means ad vad bechlal, you include the whole Tabas HaGdoyla. The Tabas is little underneath this. As Raya Miumenes, a pillar of one of the Dosha Pegida Nosha Hayerech, they darshan the hay there, something else, the poshet isurei bekula yerech, talking about which geet we aser, and they don't darshan, means dafke the yerech, you mean, ochamoy lo shaykh la midrashochi. Dershei chamureis, perish ba'orach, what is chamureis? Rashi said, stumais. Stumais means that if it's unclear, it's called chamureis. Perish ba'orach Hashem Rav Sadia goin, kimin hamais, dershei chamureis, They said they were derish the maise, which is equivalent to the matone. Kmina maise, the bloshen arami, mao chamolcho ma maisecho. So they said they compared the maise to the matone. That's a taich chamureis. Potron alo chazroye valuchoyayim. Zok the Mishneh. Reishis hageiz. Noyek. Ba'oretz u'b'chutz l'oretz. So what is first Reishis Hageis? So Rashi says Reishis Hageis kol ha'goizeis tzoynoi. Someone was goizes his tzoyn. Now this means bein tloyim bein skenim. Doesn't matter if they're young tzoyn, old tzoyn. Va'fulu goizes on me'yo pa'omim, he's goizes them 100 times, that means each time he shears the shears, the bull off the tloim, there's a mitzvah of reishis hageis, you have to give from the wool that was cut off, there's a certain amount you have to give to the kohen, that's reishis hageis. Noisein mimena, from this gize, you give matona lekoyim, b'shiyure meforish lekamon, the Muslims say later the shir, mechomesh gizois, sheyesh b'chol echod mone upras, that the chomesh gizois means you cut off the wool of five times, and each one had a minimum amount of wool that weighed a mono pras. A mono, they say, is 425 grams. That's the weight of a mono. So now, so we multiply this by 7. That's a mono pras, 5 times 1.5. So, so after, if there was a gize of a mona and pras from 5 tzoin, that means each tzoin was a mona pras. So from all that wool, he gave a mishkel of chomesh sloim, which comes out 85 grams. Of wool was given to the kohen. So the Mishnah says, so it's noig ba'oretz or b'chutz l'oretz, b'fnei abayis, b'shaloi b'fnei abayis, say b'zman abayis, and say b'zman chuben abayis. B'chulin, and it's noig b'chulin, avoloi b'mekdoshim. It's not noyed by a behemish shall hegdish. Now the Mishnah continues. Choymer bizroya lochayim ubekeva mereishis hageis. There's a choymer, the matona of zroya lochayim bekeva, then the matona mereishis hageis. Shazroya volochayim bekeva, lehagim beboko ubatsoin, bimerube bemuit. That means Royal Chai Bekeiva is not only Noit Batsoit, it's Noit by Bokor also, number one. Number two, it's noyik b'merube. If you have a lot of behemoths, you shecht a lot of behemoths, so you have to give from each behemoth Israel chayim v'keiver. Or b'muit, if you have one behemoth, so by one behemoth give Israel chayim v'keiver. Bereishis ha-geis, einei noyik elo b'rcheleis. It's only noyik by sheep. It's not noyik by porim, by izim. Number one, so that's one cooler. Beinei noyeg elo b'merube. It's only noyeg by geis tzoincha. Tzoincha is more than one sheep, so tzoin is alosh merube. So mamela, it's only noyeg if you were geises, more than one sheep. So mamela, then there's a mitzvah to give reishis hageis to the koi. Vekamo hu merube. Now how many sheep do you have to make a gziza on in order that there should be a mitzvah of reishis hageis? Beishamei oimrim shtei recheleis. Two sheep. If your geis is two sheep, Rashi in the Mishnah said, not like Beishamei. If your geis is two sheep, so then you have to go and give reishis hageis. How do I know this? Shenama yechaye ish eglas boko ushtei tzoin. So we see that tzoin, it says, reish is geis tzoincha, so it has to have a shame tzoin. So we see that two are called tzoin, ushtei tzoin. So a male of a person has two sheep and his geis is both of them, the sahib of reish is a geis. Ubeisilul oimrim chomesh, you have to have five. Shenema chomesh tzoin asuyais. The pasuk says chomesh tzoin asuyais. So the Gemara, it's a very interesting lashon. Abigail sent to David chomesh tzoin asuyais. So the Gemara and daf kufla matches darshes. What's the taich asuyais? Shema asuyais es baleihem. To do a new mitzvah, which calls man, they don't have chomesh tzoin, they cannot do this mitzvah. So that's Chita's Beis Hillel. Rabbi Doise ben Akimas Eimer, Chomesh recheilois, goisesois, mona upras, chayobes pereishes ageis. That means, if the gize from each tzoin is a mona and a pras, that is the minimum gize, then the zachiv of reishes ageis. If you have less than that, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. You have to have al kaponim a minimum growth of wool of a mona pras. V'chomim oimrim chomesh recheles goyzezois kol shein. That kol shein, less than that, is also chayiv. The kama noisnim loy, how much of the gize has to be given to the kohen? Mishkol chomesh sloim bi Yehuda, five sloim bi Yehuda, shehein eser sloim bi Golul. In Golul, the sloim were half the size, half the weight of the sloim in Yehuda. Now, when you give the, we're speaking about, we're weighing off an amount of wool to be given to the kohen. So, melubin v'loy tzoyi. That means the wool, when you cut off the wool is dirty. And you'll weigh off a mishkol hesloim, so you're getting away with not giving him hesloim. Giving that with the dirt and all the other things that are stuck to the wool. So if you want to give him dirty wool, can give them gesunte hay, but you have to take into cheshbon how much weight the dirt is weighs, and you have to add so much wool that when it would be clean, it would weigh 5 sloim. They lasseis mimenu beget cotton, shenemar titen loy shieboy kedei matone. It should be something that it should be a matone. Loy hispik litne loy ad shetzovoy potter. What happens if the Israel was seveya the wool, so he's potter. Now let us see Rashi. Now let us just elaborate for a few minutes what Rashi is saying. The Rehitas, they bring down the Rehitas Loshen of Rashi in Baba Kama, it would seem that he was mafrish the Reishis Hageis, and then he decided he's going to be tzeveyet for himself. Why should give it to the Kohen? He'll be tzeveyet himself. So this is a gezel from the Shevet Kohune. So he's kind of bishinui. A gezel is kind of bishinui. The Haba, now, finish, the Kanye Bishini. So now it seems Rashi had a Nukash, fine, she had Kanye Bishini. So give the money al Koponim to the Kahanim. So Rashi says, Davle Kemazik Matnes Kuhune Oisha Ochlon. We heard before Rav Chizde said it in a Mazik Matnes Kuhune Oisha Ochlon Potter. So Memele here that he was Tseveya, the Reishis Hageis. So he's kind of, he's a Gazlan, he's kind of Bishinui. So fine, so it's his, and then he's Potter to pay the Shevet Kune, Tavle Kemazik Matnes Kune, Eish Ochlam Potter. There's two kashas that the Rishonim ask. One kasha the Rishonim ask, it's very modern. Rav Chizde was the one that was machadish mazig matnas kuna shetzavon potter, and there's a whole sugi in the beginning of Israel Chayayim. You have enough in the Mishnah. Here it says in the Mishnah, at shetzavoy potter, he's potter. That's one kasha. There's another kasha that the Rishonim ask, Amir de Kekashe. Now, the Kashe, according to Rashi, is not such a terrible Kashe, but according to Tosfos, it's a terrible Kashe. We had before, in the previous Perek, that there's a concept of Mishtar Shalei, and according to Rashi, it had a different meaning completely, but according to Tosfos, there's a concept of Mishtar Shalei, which means as follows. That means if I derived or gained money through Mamon HaShevet, so Memele, it's called I have Mamon HaShevet by me, and I'm mechuyev to give this to the Shevet. There's no din of Mazik Manas Kuna that you can be matchen, you can say, I don't know you, I can give it to a different kind. That's only in Dinei Tashlumim. But if there is a tviya of mameini gaboch, that means I have mamon hashevet by me, by myself it was nisrabe mameinoi through mamon hashevet, then you have to pay the shevet. That's shitas atoisvus. So mameil is amir de kekashe, the Rashba is the kashe, dusheran is the kashe, that, so if over here is ein lecha mishtar shle godl mizeh, that means I have here wool, dyed wool. I make for myself a beged. I have, this is mamish, nishtar shalom mimomen hashevet. So why are you potter? This is a kasha that the Rishonim asked, which is a murdik kasha. So the Chayshin Yeshua says something very interesting. Chayshin Yeshua says that potter means he's potter to give the geis. That's what it means, potter. He was kind of the geis b'shinui. If he's mechuyev to pay the kahanim, yes or no? I don't know. The Mishnah isn't talking about that. The Mishnah is speaking about the geis. So according to the Chayes and Yeshua, it says for him for both kashas l'chayre. Rav Chisda couldn't bring a raya to his yesod. Potter means the geis. You were kind of the geis v'chinei. Mechuyev to pay? We're not talking about that. And could very well be nalchmishtarshi. Nalf Mishtarshi, Yitaki Mechuyev to pay. But the Mishnah is only speaking about Rashi Grad doesn't say like that, because Rashi Bechal doesn't hold the concept of Mishtarshi Lei, the way Tosfos holds. And Rashi is Shver, the first Kash, we can bring a Raya to Rav Chisda. Okay. Livnoi Veloy Tzavoy, what is the din? If a person was melaben the tzemer, he wasn't seveyet chayiv. Libun is not called a shinui, even though it looks much different than it was when it was cut off, but libun is not considered a shinui. Halaykeyach geis tzoynoi shel oivet kachol. That means, a yid bought the gizeh from a goy, and he bought the geezer before he cut it off, and it was mechubah. When it's mechubah to the behemah, he's buying the wool is the yeeds, the behemah is the goys. Halaykeyach geiz tzoyne shaloivet keichovim, potter mireishis hageizis, potter mireishis hageiz. So Rashi says, let's see what Rashi says, livnei v'leitzovi ein zeshinui, bakata behinei, it's called behem. Alekeach geis zaynish levet kechovim b'mechuber. He purchased the geis, not the cut geise. Potter, the geis zayn chaksiv. The chiyuv is on if it's your zayn, you mechuyev to give reishis a geis. Not who the geis belongs to, who the zayn belongs to. The geis zayn chaksiv. V'hai zayn lav didayu. But saying the day kopit krov alav agizim the day, not if it's his gize, if it's his tzayin. So mamela, that's one that like ge alaker ke say shereberim shir am. That's by neivet kechov. Potem mireishis hageis kosefelten geis tzayincho. Alekeyach geis tzaynai shel chaveri. What if a person was lekeyach geis tzaynai shel chaveri? That means like this. You had Reuven, two Yidden. Reuven owns the behemoth, the tzayin, and Shimon purchased the geis b'mechubah. Is the halach is like this. Halakeyach geis tzaynai shel chaveiro. Im shiyer, if he did not purchase the whole gizeh, he purchased 3/4 of the gize. Is hamoicher chayiv? The moicher is chayiv to give reishis hageis on the whole gize, and the chelik of lekeach also. Loishia, but if he purchased the whole gize, then a lekeach chayiv. Then lekeach is chayiv. This we have to wait for the gemara to see what the lomdus of this is. Hoyu loy shnei minim. So here we say a moicher the kechidish that if there was shear something. By the moicher, so the moicher is mechuyev to give the reishis a geiz on the whole gize. That is davke if it's he has a schus in the gize of the mean that he sold. So he's mechuyev to give the reishis a geiz. Hoyu loy shnei minim, but what if the moicher possessed two minim shufes that were reddish, labonis, and one was reddish and one was white. Mocha loy shufois avoloy levonis, or zecharim avoloy nekevis, zen lois and latzmus. This is not considered shear. This is considered the mamish tuminim. So here the din is the lekech is mechuyev to give reishis a geiz from what he purchased, and the moich is mechuyev to give reishis a geiz and what he left over. Zot Rashi, Shufeis לאי שוחר ולאי לובן. זה נויסן לעצמי בגמרי מפורש שתיים.